And that's exactly why the market is rallying, because all this deluge of bad news means that now the Federal Reserve no longer has the pretense that everything is going great. So it's just... Hello everyone, this is Tim Pichot. It is Friday, June 7th, and right now recording from Marco Island, Florida, just ending a family vacation. So this is going to be real quick, got an important economic update. Right now, the stock market is up about, about 300 points. That's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, so a little bit over 1%. Same with the S&P 500. And you're probably going to ask yourself, you know, why is the stock market doing so good? And the reason is because there's been tons and tons of bad news. Lately, it was the jobs numbers. There was a terrible print. I think it was like one of the worst jobs numbers in the past 9 years. Don't have very many notes in front of me, as you can see, just have a very few notes, so a lot of this is off the top of my head. But as this is a theme that I've been talking about for a while, is the bad news is good news. And what we had happen before Trump even got in office, I had a presentation. I released it in March is when I gave, right after he was inaugurated, called The Trump Effect: Why Good News is Bad News. And the entire premise is that, you know, that Trump would do some good things to help juice the economy, such as some of the tax cuts, although, you know, it was not in favor of, you know, how the tax cuts ended up happening, because it mainly just led to companies repatriating their money back from overseas, which then led to stock buybacks, which then led to higher earnings per share. But that was going to be a temporary move, as this is something that George W. Bush did in, I believe it was 2005. But again, that's, you know, there's only so many times you can pull that, you know, rabbit out of the hat. And so the entire premise of the Trump effect and why good news is bad news is that there'd be all this, you know, all this good news, especially relative to what Obama was doing. And then eventually what would happen is that the Federal Reserve would lose the excuse to not cut rates. And then the rate hikes would then lead to the stock market going down. Now October 3rd, I came out with originally it was a client update, and I did send it to people who did opt in to an email list, which I think I've only sent, I think that's actually the last opt-in email I even sent. So just a quick plug, you know, we did have the Vocalypse the other day, where Carlos Meza, or whatever the hell his name is, you know, didn't like that Steven Crowder was referring to him and, you know, using the gay G word when, here I am, very prideful pants over here, but, you know, even though his, you know, handle was Gay Wonk and all this other stuff, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, they're a protected class that, you know, they can, you know, call for doxing us and they can call for all this stuff on us, but you're not allowed to do anything to them. But I have been saying, you know, if you guys want to text the word Liberty Advisor, and the number is 71441, so the number you're going to dial is 71441, I guess you're not going to dial anything, and the text, you're going to text that to the in the body will be Liberty Advisor. This month we're giving away $100 in either Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, along with 10,000 pre-search tokens, which I think that's probably roughly about $100 as well. So we've got $200 roughly up for grabs. We only have, I think, about 30 people opted in right now. Maybe it's up to 40. So you've got a really, do have a really good chance at winning. But the main reason is because we want to be able to tell you guys how to get in touch with us. I think Josh only has, you know, maybe 500-600 emails out of 126,000. So I am going to be sharing these emails with Josh. It's the only place it's going is myself and Josh, just to let you guys know. But, you know, I don't send out crap. And the last email I came out was October 3rd, 2018, and where I was talking about that there's no way that the Federal Reserve could have these rate hikes that they were talking about. And it was the very next day or 2 days later when Jerome Powell came out and said, you know, we're on autopilot. And everyone bought it hook, line, and sinker. Fast forward to December 28th, I came out with a video that said, when's the next rate cut? It was actually a client update video, so I didn't actually email that out to the Dispatch. So, you know, I'd highly recommend you guys sign up for that, because we need a way to keep in touch. Because right now, you know, with, you know, Steven Crowder being demonetized, our good friends Press for Truth, Dan Dix, being demonetized, I'm sure it's only a matter of time before we're completely demonetized. Although, you know, right now it's just, you know, Josh and John who are benefiting from the monetization, because I wanted to be able to get the word out, and so they are. I'm very grateful they're giving me a platform. But to keep things back on track, you know, because I have gotten a little bit off track here, is that when all this bad news was coming out recently, it meant that now the Federal Reserve now had another excuse to lower rates. And so what seemed like a crazy thing for me to say December 28th was, you know, hey, you know, I it's only a matter of time before the Fed has to cut rates. And, you know, I'm just sort of shocked it's taken this people this long to realize that was basically a tinfoil hat type theory that I was coming up with when I was talking about how the Fed, it was only a matter of time before they had to cut rates again. And that's exactly why the market is rallying, because all this deluge of bad news means that now the Federal Reserve no longer has the pretense that everything is going great. So it's just absolutely crazy times that we are living in right now. And another thing that Jerome Powell said is that we need to have this economy that we are going to basically do anything at all cost in order to basically keep the economy going. And what they mean by the economy is the stock market. I mean, people use those words synonymously. It's definitely not synonyms. But when he says, you know, at all costs, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, what if you're, you know, MC Hammer and he's saying, well, you know, I need to keep my spending up at all costs. Well, you know, maybe you got to take out loans and you got to go, you know, pawn stuff off and you got to go, you know, use different assets as collateral. Well, then eventually you get to the end of the rope and you're done. And at all costs means, you know, basically your entire lifestyle is done. You know, or what if you want to have, you know, sex with a girl, and then you say, you know, I'm gonna do it at all costs, and maybe you try to, you know, butter her up, or you try, you know, some cheesy, you know, pickup lines on her, and none of that works, and you try buying her nice things, and you try impressing her, and then eventually you hold a gun up to her head and try to rape her. Is that at all costs? Or what if, you're at a party, and you're like, you know what, I need to keep this, you know, high going, and I need to, you know, you're like a drug addict, and you're like, you know, we need to keep it going. So all of a sudden now you're taking more and more drugs, you're taking harder and harder drugs, and maybe now you've moved on from, you know, opium to, you know, cocaine. You're taking more and more cocaine, and now maybe you're taking heroin, and now maybe you're taking fentanyl, which apparently is 1,000 times stronger than heroin. And then I just discovered there actually is something called carfentanil, which is now, I guess, 1,000 times stronger than fentanyl. It's just, you know, crazy the stuff that's that we're getting into. But, you know, eventually, you know, because you want to keep that high going, you're going to die. And so I think those are actually very good analogies to make, because if you really think about it, you know, we are overdosing on all this cheap money. We're overdosing on these low interest rates. You're trying to do things that basically cannot be done, and this is not going to end well. The other thing Jerome Powell came out and said was basically now that this quantitative easing and everything that's going on, that what used to be unconventional is now going to be conventional. So back when Bernanke came out and said, told the Congress that we were not monetizing the debt, I mean, basically at this point, next time we need to print a bunch of money and we realize that we were only able to, you know, shed a tiny, tiny bit off the balance sheet, that everyone knows that they're going to be full of crap this time, which is going to have a different reaction than last time. But no one knows exactly how this is going to shake out, which is why, as part of my investment thesis, and, you know, I'm, again, we need ways to make money. And so people investing with me is a way that we make money. And so as alternative media, we do need a way to fund ourselves. So this, and you guys can go back to that video from October 3rd. You can go back to the client, to the podcast from December 28th. You can go back to the one when about, you know, the Trump effect and why good news is bad news. Because right now it's why bad news is good news. But if you're close to retirement, you know, you can't be monkeying around with this. And, you know, the entire answer is not just gold and silver or Bitcoin, which I'm big fans of all those. You know, you got to have a multifaceted approach. And part of this could mean, you know, especially if you have your money in 401ks and IRAs, is that, you know, part of this could mean that basically the stock market could go to infinity. But what you have to watch out for is any potential gigantic, you know, the market could go down 50, 60, 70, 80%. I don't think so, because the game plan is to print a bunch of money and they are not going to allow that to happen. So you could actually see the market go through the roof like you did in Weimar, Germany, when the stock market went from around, this wasn't part of the notes, but went from around like 126 to I think like 27 million in the span of 1913 to 1921. And that could be in the cards again. The problem is everything is going to cost a lot more. The other problem is only a very small amount of people even have any money that's even in stocks to begin with. And so, you know, when everyone's going to talk about income inequality, and you've got Bernie Sanders giving an address over at Walmart the other day as part of their investor presentation, talking about Walmart needing to step the game up and raise their wage, even though they're already at $11. Well, it's not going to matter. I mean, someday you could have, you know, a $50 minimum wage, but if everything, you know, a loaf of bread, you know, ends up costing, you know, $50, then it doesn't really matter. And so this is the real problem. I know everybody watching me right now, World of Turner Media, you guys already know this, but we do have a lot of new subscribers. Actually, we don't have a lot of new subscribers, because they're auto-unsubscribing people left and right. So that's why it's very important that you guys, you know, text the number 71441 in the body of the text, Liberty Advisor or World Alternative Media. Don't put any spaces in that, and then you will be entered into the raffle. But the main thing isn't to be entered in a raffle. The main thing is to be able to get news from actual real journalists, which, you know, I'm a financial guy who realized that no one else is basically giving this message. So I've basically been forced to give this message. And now here I am on vacation in a lovely, lovely resort. So we'll just pan over here. But I wanted to be able to get this news out here because, you know, the weekends are tough with the kids, and the kids right now are in the shower. So I thought I'd just sneak this away. But, you know, I really appreciate, you know, everyone for all the, you know, good comments. And, you know, obviously, you know, since I'm not, you know, kind of new to the media thing, that, you know, still trying to, you know, basically find my way around over here. But, you know, I really do appreciate the warm reception that we've gotten so far. But, you know, make sure that you, you know, share the videos. Make sure that you, you know, give us your email. And the email is not so we can sell it off to other people. It's not so we can bombard you and spam you with a bunch of crap. I just mentioned the last email I sent out was October 3rd, 2018, because that's not my deal. Isn't spamming people. I'm we're needing money so that we can, I just hired a virtual assistant that I hope to share with Josh and John, looking at hiring people to do thumbnails, looking at people to hire to do video editors, and all this stuff that I'm trying to pour my resources back into World Alternative Media, back into alternative media in general. And, you know, whether it's, you know, giving somebody, you know, $5 a month or $1 a month, and that money isn't even going to me, it's going to Josh. So, but, you know, we need this. Alternative media needs this. I don't mean to turn this into a big, you know, Vox Opolis or whatever, but, you know, we might not be here tomorrow. We're probably sure as hell not going to be here by the time the election rolls around. So it's important that we take action right now. And at this point, you know, I do have to get going. I'm flying back to Arizona, so going from one nice vacation destination to another. But anyways, you know, that's pretty much all we have. I've got a lot more reports that I want to come out with. I probably have saved probably 100 articles of stuff I wanted to talk about. But when I saw the stock market soaring on all this bad news, I'm like, this is exactly what I was waiting for. I knew it before the rate hikes even started, that they couldn't be done, and that it was only, that the hikes were only a matter of time before things started going down. The podcast number one had a, I believe it was like a one sentence description, and that one sentence description was, well, the title was called, you know, Breaking Down Trump's Historic Victory. And then in the body of the description, I think it was only one sentence, and it was talking about how the Federal Reserve, you know, basically how, you know, it doesn't matter who's president and how the Federal Reserve is going to end up screwing Trump. And that's, you know, exactly what is going on right now. And so, yeah, you, and again, if you guys, you know, if you're watching this right now, I'd also encourage you to maybe watch the BitChute version of this. You know, screw YouTube. You know, we don't need them. All of my videos are up on, all the new ones are on BitChute. All the Crypto Wealth shows are on BitChute. Probably in the next 2 weeks, probably all 100% of the podcast, of at least myself, will be on BitChute. Looking at maybe some other alternatives as well. Ideally, I'd like to have all that in IPFS. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because this is ways to help beat the censors, beat this social media censorship. And so with myself, that I do have another income stream that isn't reliant on social media. But for a lot of people out there, like the Dan Dicks of the world, you send him $1 a month, send him $5 a month. Guys like Luke Radowski, send him $1 or $2. Josh, give him $1. I think we've got, you know, Subscribestar. We've not sure if he's on Patreon anymore. GoFundMe. We're coming out. Kingsley Edwards is coming out with a float. Probably, I think, in the next week or two. There'll be lots of ways to support us there as well. He's sent a few Bitcoin. And, you know, what's $1 a month? I mean, nothing. I mean, so maybe take your top 10 favorite people, each give them $1 a month, and then that's a way we can completely bypass YouTube, bypass all this, and then help us be able to expand, to be able to get more reporters, be able to get video editing, be able to get, you know, people, graphic designers, be able to get people to market it, be able to get people to get little snippets of it, to then be able to distribute out to different places like Reddit and Facebook and all these other enemy platforms, to then tell people about the other platforms, so then that way we can help beat Google, help beat Facebook, because the way to beat them is not to be 100% reliant on them for income. But anyways, at this point, I do need to get going. Thank you very much. And Tip of Chote with World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.